I'm going to hand you this.
Hello, hello.
And now we welcome Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction. Wow. I mean, I'm going to start by saying that I'm really nervous and excited at the same time. It's my first FOSDEM, both as an attendee and as a speaker, so I'm really grateful for all of you to that state for that talk. So I'm going to tell you, to take you in this session on a journey on how we went from being a local project in the city of Barcelona to building an international community that is still growing, so the journey didn't finish yet. And this has, I thought that I could share some of the learnings and the challenges that we've been facing along the way. So, before I start, have anybody here heard of the city before? Could you raise your hand? Oh, wow, amazing. Great, so that's cool because I wasn't planning to get into the details on how the platform works, but I will say that the CDM is a digital platform for citizen participation, or we could also define it as a tool for organize the governance of any organization, really. So, how it started. We need to go back to 2016. At that moment, there was a new government in the city of Barcelona. From now, with the perspective of time, I could say that this was an activist government because we came from that period, if you remember, from 2011 and 2012. You remember, like, the global wave of protest about, especially in Spain, they were very huge with the 15M movement and the Indignados movement, but there were also other countries that were taking people in the streets, reclaiming a real democracy. So when some of these activists in the squares came into the institution and they brought to the table a radical democracy model to implement in the city and also a way of doing free software with an open collaboration model from the first moment, really. So you are seeing here like the first version of the platform. At that moment, it was thought they were planning only to release the CDIM as a software for the city of Barcelona. It's in Catalan, but you can already infer that they will bring in full accountability from the first day. They wanted to give back meaning to the word participation for all citizens of Barcelona. So soon after, they figured out that they could rewrite the whole code to make it reusable to any other cities that were starting to show interest in how Barcelona was leading this new political project. So, in fact, the first idea of having a community around the project started with a hackathon organized by the city council. It was 2 days. There were like 100, 200 people attending there. And the idea was to invite residents, really anyone interested, to discuss the new features and prioritize them that the new version of the software should have. So after 2 days, we came up with 100 proposals, and most of them were implemented in the roadmap. So after releasing this first reusable version, another cities in the metropolitan area started to use the platform, and we created this installation of the CDIM, which is called Meta the CDIM. We have this recursivity in the project because in the end we are building a software for governance. So we used it for eating our own dog food. We open a space for receiving feature requests and discuss them. This was still a very local community, but it was really intense in activity. We were having community meetings every 2 weeks of two types, what we called the meeting labs, which were more like an academic seminars oriented to put the project in dialogue with other open source communities. For example, we had this lab to study and to learn from other governance models from projects like WordPress, Wikipedia, Drupal. So that kind of also sent the signal that we were there and we wanted to collaborate with our peers. And then we have like the SOM meetings, which were more open gatherings oriented to anyone really interested in political participation. So we had journalists, we had designers, also developers, but it was not the main focus. We were divided by different work areas, and we work on communication strategies and these kind of things, all documented in MetaDecidim. And what is this we that I keep referring to? And I think this is a key point in our case, because although it was a project from a public institution, the professional team that needed to lead the project and create the community wasn't really formed by public servants. There were two or three, but then they hired like people from different organizations. Like we were having researchers from the university, or myself, I was coming from a Catalan municipalities association. There were people working in facilitation field. So each of us had like a connection network that facilitated the fact that we were creating this community around the project, no? A few months later, some guy in the room called Virgil Deville, he was working for a French company called Open Source Politics. So he came, I don't remember, Virgil, if it was an email or a message, but he said, hey, I discovered your code in GitHub. We think it's very cool, and we are already building services on top of the code base and offering to municipalities in France. So at that moment, we realized that we needed to start structuring the community and giving and thinking about the legal entity that we were going to need, because of two main factors. We knew that the project was going to have an international reach, and on the other hand, our local elections in Barcelona were coming again. And we knew that we could lose institutional support and financial support if government changed. So we started the first governance process in the community. It was a long one, 18 months, discussing in different aspects what do we want it to become. And after several face-to-face meetings, we decided to create a non-profit association called the Decidim Free Software Association. This was already in 2019. At that time, this association, the only thing it had, it was a fiscal number. No funding, no staff, nothing. But that was really important, first because the government won again the elections, and we were able to sign an agreement to distribute the governance of the code that was in the repositories of the city council. And they were ceded to the association, that from that moment it was like a legal representative of the organized community. So we gained some resilience there. This is what the agreement was about, like, okay, the code is going to be maintained, and also the community is going to be dynamized by this association, and also define some other details like the product team composition and something, things like that. So then the pandemic came in. COVID wasn't the only thing that spread out. Suddenly, a lot of organizations, we were locked down, but a lot of organizations needed a digital tool to keep being operative and making decisions. So they decided to adopt the Decidim. We were keeping, having a lot of requests for help, for installation, for offering services, feature requests, a lot of use cases for any kind of organizations of all types. We were only used to the local governments, and then the European Commission came and said, hey, we're going to use your infrastructure to launch a conference for the future of Europe, and we want this, 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 and that. And then a Lutheran church from Germany say, no, we are also discussing internally how do we want to rethink ourselves with our community, so we're using the Decidim and we need this, that, and the other. So we were having effectively a growth crisis, like, okay, what the hell is going on? Because the decision team I was telling you about, from the moment the association was created, started to shift its focus to the Barcelona needs, because Barcelona participation community was also growing. They were carrying like big processes of participatory budgeting. They needed all the people they could get. So we were like two people in the CDM association. I was an external, and trying to figure out, okay, how do we navigate this moment? And finally, 2 years later of this period, we get to sign like an agreement with the regional government of Catalonia that recognized the association and the project itself as a digital commons to be preserved, because at least in Catalonia, they were already used by 200 municipalities. And this gave a little bit of air to the staff of the association. No, we could hire a maintainer, which was the basic thing to do, and someone to support with the administration activity of the association. So another thing was that one of the economic helps that we got from this agreement that came from the Barcelona City Council suddenly failed. At the end of the year, they said, hey, do you know the 15,000 euros that you were counting on? So it's a shame, but for political reasons, we cannot afford to give you this money this year. So this was really like a moment of crisis, or so we survive or we disappear. And because the CDIM was able as well to build an ecosystem productive group of companies that were already offering services on top of this infrastructure, we could put in place what we call the policy, the partnerships policy. And they give back a little amount every year from the gains they get for offering services on top of the CDIM. So that was really a lifesaver. So, okay, that was the story. This is how we ended having a big community. Right now, the CDIM is being used in 30 countries around the world, mainly in Europe and Latin America, but also in Japan and some places in the States. And we keep using MetaDecidim as the main reference of the project to organize both the governance of the code or the roadmap and the governance of the community. On the code side or the technical contributions, we set up some spaces to back reporting. We keep that space for proposed new features. And of course, we are trying to assemble a little community of designers around the project. And also, we are encouraging this kind of module approach for the architecture to be resilient enough and to cover all the needs of the use cases that we have. On the non-code contributions, of course, we also have this site to co-create the documentation. The CDIM is translated to more than 30 languages. We only maintain Catalan, Spanish, and English. And then the community does the rest. And we keep organizing these kind of meetings that have been also crucial in building this international community, no? Because this is all about building community is getting to know people, establishing personal relationships. So, of course, we cannot afford to do offline meetings or face-to-face meetings all the time because there is people from around the world, but the CDIM Fest is our annual conference, and it's the big opportunity to get to know the newcomers and meet again with existing members in the community. We've been also experimenting, because we use the CDIM for the most asynchronous spaces for deliberation and discussion. We've been experimenting to integrate with Matrix. We use Element to have some rooms and to be able to coordinate quickly if we're going to launch a new release, so there is a room to coordinate the translation and these kind of things, and so far, so good. And right now, on the governance side of things, we are just starting. I think it's today that finishes the step two of agenda setting, and there is already a drafting committee. We need to write the internal regulations. I will explain you later why. But yeah, this was something that we had pending from 2020, and now we find the moment to start working on that. And having a more transparent way to make decisions, because this is something that always is problematic, no? When you want to scale the governance and make it democratic. So some lessons from that. I'm sure that not, I mean, in our case, because we went from public investment, I know it's peculiar, but I would highlight, and I think that some of you may relate, the fact that this activist government was really bold and brave, like launching this political project, was really inspiring for everyone, and not for particular radical organizations, but you can get some of the genuine intentions, no, when you see them. So for us was really key in the extension of the project. New York City, other big cities, the City of Mexico, I am quite sure that if it wasn't because we had the Barcelona flagship, maybe it would be more difficult. The second one, this is a pain point. Public money, public code. Okay to that, but public procurement is a complete nightmare. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that, but our entire development model is based on public contracts and external companies. That means we keep rotating companies, we keep discussing and training new developers, because the CDIM, guess what, is a really complex software. It does a lot of things, but it's it has a steep learning curve, so we are desperately finding or looking for new ways to at least the roadmap, one part being having it internalized and not being dependent all the time on external sources. Third point, of course, I already said, in-person meetings are really crucial for building this community. And that doesn't mean that having a global community or a big community, you have to have a global governance. We are already seeing this kind of local chapters appearing and functioning very well. This is a community for the municipalities of the province of Barcelona. It is run, in fact, by the provincial government, which is offering services for